from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Harvey unleashes his fury.
The best way I can describe it is a tin can being kicked down the road.
That's the voice of Steve Sims. He's the fire chief of Rockport, Texas.
I fear we're gonna really see some severe damage. We haven't been able to get out and see what we got going, but it's not looking good.
Hurricane Harvey made landfall early Saturday, slamming the state's Gulf Coast with strong winds and heavy rain over hundreds of miles of coastline. Harvey is the fiercest hurricane to hit the U.S. in more than a decade, with winds of 209 kilometers per hour at the time of landfall. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says President Trump's latest executive order for new financial sanctions against Venezuela is intended to send a message to President Nicolas Maduro. VOA Margaret Bashir reports from the UN in New York.
The sanctions forbid any dealings in new Venezuelan debt or equity and bar U.S. transactions with Maduro's government and with PDVSA, the state-owned oil company. Ambassador Haley told reporters that since the administration has not seen any progress on returning the country to democracy or an end to the suffering of the Venezuelan people, sanctions are necessary.
We are not going to tolerate the dictatorship he's trying to create, and we're not going to respect the sham assembly.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arreaza, was at the United Nations Friday to meet with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres about the situation. He told reporters afterwards that President Maduro has tried hard to have mutually respectful relations with President Trump and said Maduro would be sending Trump a letter soon. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Arreaza also said the sanctions are the worst aggressions to Venezuela in the last 200 years. This is VOA News. South Korea's military says North Korea early today fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off its eastern coast. The launch is the first by the North since it test-fired a missile in July that could reach the U.S. The rape conviction of a self-proclaimed spiritual leader in India poured thousands of his supporters into India's streets, where many were killed in the violent protests that followed. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The rape conviction of a self-proclaimed spiritual leader in India has led to violent protests by his followers and the deaths of at least 19 people. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh, called a godman or holy man, was found guilty of sexually assaulting two of his followers in a case dating back to 2002. Thousands of his supporters have rioted across the country's north in response. In addition to those killed, more than 200 are thought to be injured, arson targeting many vehicles, even watching media. Over 500 Indian soldiers are called up to restore order. About 1,000 have been arrested. Singh denies the charges, although he's called on his followers to remain peaceful. He's the head of a spiritual and social welfare group with a following he claims numbers in the millions. They're drawn by sermons popular with people who feel the government has failed them.
That's Reuters' Ed Barron reporting. Somali and U.S. military officials are investigating the results of an operation conducted in southern Somalia amid confusion on whether the attack killed civilians or al-Shabaab militants. The U.S. Africa Command said in a statement it is aware of the civilian casualty allegations and are taking it seriously. The Somali government initially said 8 al-Shabaab fighters were killed at a farm in a joint operation by the Somali National Guard and international partners. The governor of the Lower Shabelle region, Ali Nur Mohammed, took exception.
I can confirm these people were not al-Shabaab, and they were not violent but innocent farmers that were killed in their farms for no reason.
Mohammed also said 10 civilians, including children, were killed in the operation. Government security forces in the Philippine city of Marawi have been fighting for the past 3 months to rout militants suspected of ties to Islamic State in the region. A number of IS affiliates from Indonesia have reportedly crossed into the Philippines to support the local militants who are fighting against the Philippine military in the Marawi region. President Trump has signed a directive banning transgender people from serving in the military. Mr. Trump did not say what would happen to transgender people already in the military. RAND Corporation says there are about 4,000 transgender military personnel. And Trump also granted a pardon to former Arizona Sheriff Joseph Arpaio, who'd been an early supporter of Mr. Trump's presidential campaign. It comes less than a month after Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt involving racial profiling. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.